Ian T.O. Phil, Bonnie Bolt, Pontiac's Hockey in Lakeland Connect. It is your first intermission. Michael Menzies, joined alongside head coach Jed Mercier. And coach, your team put together a pretty nice weekend, all things considered, thanks to some great goaltending from Riley Budd and some strong efforts all the way around that give the likes of Max Pendy, Player of the Week, Ben Cosentino, Defensive Player of the Week, leading rookie score, leading defensive score, leading overall score. But where I'm going with this is that some of the names I just listed are now unavailable to you because of this whole situation now in junior hockey where the Western League is recalling players, if you like. And so that makes it quite interesting for you to put together a lineup, especially with the injuries they have, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's, it's obviously a part of the game, and obviously for the three kids, Liam Reed, Gavin Harrison, and Riley Budd, great for them to get up to their organizations and get to spend some time there. Obviously, that's a place at some point in time they want to be full-time, and so good for them. Here, obviously, we deal with it. It's one of those things that is a part of it that's different than what it was before, per se, so it is what it is. And we just want to continue to get our traction, continue to push. There's areas in our game, and we give up some opportunities, but mostly on the penalty kill. I thought our 5-on-5, we had some zone time in our zone, but we did a great job of keeping things to the outside in those two games. I think the best opportunities come kind of on the penalty kill. That area is going to have to be really good tonight because we're facing the league's best power play. And so there's some areas there, and then we're still, we still just need to check harder and more consistently. And we've shown we can start to score. We're starting to get some secondary scoring. Obviously having young Harrison out to hurts that a little bit, but we're going to continue to put the work in, and it gives guys opportunities that maybe they had early in the year that got taken away from them to see what they can do from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, it forces you to go to the blender a little bit and see some different combinations and face a little bit of adversity. And, you touched on with the specialty teams. They are volatile. They are streaky right now because the power play's got a streak going, but the penalty kill is a streak going in the opposite direction with allowing a goal. Maybe a comment on each. The power play, which seems to, a lot of these games converting on few chances, and you're going to be without Harrison tonight, and then the penalty kill, which may need to stiffen up.
Yeah, and so, obviously specialty teams are such a, come playoff time, that's one of the keys, obviously. And so when games are tight like this, to win the specialty team battle becomes important. I think from a penalty kill standpoint, part of it is not necessarily what we're doing. It's some of the little things within there, getting a clear when we need to clear. Some of those we just, we don't get our sticks in certain lanes where we can turn a puck over and get it down 200 feet and get some changes. We've been using basically 1.5 units because we can't get changes, and that's going to be a real key for us tonight, that we can get some blocks, we can get some turnovers and get the puck 200 feet and get some fresh guys out on the ice to be able to kill. So that'll be a real big part of it tonight.
How close are some of these injured players who've been out for a couple of weeks, Kinnebar a month, how close are they returning to the lineup?
Darren Wilson comes back tonight. He hasn't played since Grand Prairie, so that allows us to move Costantino up front and give us a full complement with AP Knox Bandera coming in. And then we're hoping to see Kinnenberg 10 days time. He's at the point now where it's just a matter of getting him game ready practice wise, so that's a great sign. Those become obviously huge additions when you're playing shorter, you have guys away.
Yeah, Defensive Player of the Week gets moved up in the lineup. So good to see what he can do. But you touched on it with Bud. I mean, Bud, he gave you something that maybe you weren't sure if he had it in him for what you'd seen early on. But now you go back to Salisbury, who was carrying the mail for you here for a good stretch, 8 consecutive games. Maybe he gets a weekend off, a couple weeks to refresh from game action and show you again what he's got. What do you make of this chance for him?
Yeah, again, an opportunity. You probably would have seen a split. If Riley was still here, he probably would have went tonight after his two performances. So here's a great opportunity again for for Nathan to get back in, and I thought his practices have been, he's taken a step in practices again. Sometimes as a young guy, you play, you know, you can kind of get overwhelmed at times a little bit, and I thought maybe that was getting to him a little bit. Like, we put a lot on him with Riley out of the lineup, and I think he looks a little more like his old self in practice, and we'd expect and going to need a big night from him because this team's got some offense, and so we're going to have to do a good job away from the puck. We're going to have to do a good job checking, but we're also going to have to get some good goaltending.
Home and home here against this Camrose Kodiaks team. That's 1-4 in a row, as you allude to, dangerous offensively. A sort of an out-of-division spot after all those division games last week. Obviously, the points are at a premium, but what are the indicators you want to see early out of the gate against this type of team?
Well, I think this is a great opportunity playing a team back-to-back again, where you know, every shift matters. Every shift's an investment. So, you know, you take a shift off, well, you're giving them energy, you're giving them life. You know, you have a hard shift, you make shift hard on them, you're starting to take a little bit of wear and tear on them. And so after 120 minutes, you know, every shift piles up, and it's just like in the playoffs. And so the mindset of playing the game the right way, managing pucks, we're going to have to manage pucks, we're going to have to check. And then when we get opportunities to check, we want to get the puck, we want to hold on to it, we want to make plays, we want to keep it down there and make them play some defense. And those are the types of shifts that you need back-to-back-to-back to wear some teams down over 120 minutes. And so just the mindset of shift in and shift out, playing the game the right way and making it as hard on them as we can.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Great, thank you.